Today is Erev Shavuos, and today's daf is the daf of the first day of Shavuos. I was thinking, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, this is in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, just picking up in the narrative over here. Ki hinei hasesav avar, the winter passed, hageshem cholav halachloi. Right, those wintry storms, those cloudy days, they're all in the rearview mirror. Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz, the flowers are beginning to bloom. Eis hazomer higia, you could hear chirping in the ear. V'koil hator nishma ba'aretzeinu, and the voice of the tar is something that can be heard in the land. Shlomo HaMelech continued in his very poetic way. Hateinu chanta fageo, v'akmanim smadar nosnu reach, kumilach rayasi yafosi ulechilach. And he goes on and he says how yoynosi is kechagvei hasela, baseser amadrei, harini es marayach, hashmiini es koylech, ki koylech orev, umarech nava, some of the beautiful psukim in Shir HaShirim. But what's the setup? The setup is that the clouds are dispersing. You could feel the good weather. You could hear the chirping in the air. Eis hazomer higia, v'koil hator nishma b'aretzeinu. If you take a look at Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Rashi says, what does it mean, v'koil hator? Kimashmoi, toirim u'bnei yoino. You can hear the turtle doves already chirping. And that's a sign that good times are coming. That's a sign, v'koil hator nishma b'aretzeinu. The Goyen, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, says, what does it mean, v'koil hator nishma b'aretzeinu? Zok the Goyen, and I quote, Pirush, hator hu hatora. The Torah is referring to the Torah. So, higia eis litein hatora. And what Shlomo HaMelech was saying in Pnimius, v'koil hator nishma b'aretzeinu, was that the time for Matan Torah had arrived. Hu al har Sinai, and it was where? It was b'aretzeinu, and aretzeinu, says the Goyen, is har Sinai, shehu chashev k'may Eretz Yisrael. Peledig Goyen. The Goyen says V'koil HaTor is referring to the Torah. Okay, in the world of Pnimius, that's not Peledig. That sounds easy. But V'koil HaTor nishma b'Artzeinu. Artzeinu is Eretz Yisrael. Right, what's Artzeinu? Of course it's Eretz Yisrael. So Artzeinu, and what is that referring to? It's referring to Matan Torah, which happened on Har Sinai, because Har Sinai is Choshev K'mo Eretz Yisrael. Truth is a Peledig Goyen. Har Sinai didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. Har Sinai happened in the Midbar. The Mefarshei Agra, they're all Mitzayin, another Goyen. This Goyen is in Aderes Aliyo. It's in Parshas Devarim. The Goyen says one more excerpt. V'gilu shel Torah hu ba'aretz. Torah is only in a skala in Eretz Yisrael. K'moy sh'omru Chazal, avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. V'gam ha'nevua einu shoyra elu b'Eretz Yisrael. Etc. etc. I'm skipping. U'k'moy sh'omru malko v'sareh ba'goyim ein Torah. I'm skipping a little bit. V'chein ha'Torah lo'y nitno elu li'Yisrael b'Har Sinai. So the Goyen has this whole piece where he says, gilu shel Torah is dafke in Eretz Yisrael. And that's avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. And that's malko v'sareh ba'goyim when Klai Yisrael went into Golos, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore. At that point, it was Ein Torah. Says the guy, V'chein HaTorah lo'y nitna ela li'Yisrael b'Har Sinai. So the Mefarshei Agra will say, what do you mean? V'chein HaTorah lo'y nitna ela li'Yisrael b'Har Sinai? That's a raya lister. You just said that Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. So what does Har Sinai have to do with anything? The Teretz is, it's the Goyen l'shitasa. It's the Goyen l'shir HaShirim. Be'artzeinu hu'al Har Sinai. She'u choshev k'mei Eretz Yisrael. But the question, what's p'sha? V'koil HaTorah nishma be'artzeinu is matan Torah. And it's nishma be'artzeinu. What does that mean, be'artzeinu? It means al Har Sinai shehu choshev k'mei Eretz Yisrael. So I saw in the Mosad Rav Kook edition of the Shir HaShirim on the Goyen's Pirush on Shir HaShirim, in the Haggais, very, very lengthy Haggais, so they were written by Rebbe Leo Kohen, who's Ben Haggain Rav David Kohen, the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva. So Rebbe Leo Kohen Ben Rav David Kohen, the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva, he says, what's the Pshat? He says, the Pshat is based on a Medrash. And this Medrash is in Tehillim. It's in Tehillim Samaches. The Medrash says, the Sinai Meheichem Ba. Where did our Sinai come from? Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Mehara Meiria Nitlash. It came from Hara Meiria. Kechala Meiso. And it was separated like a woman is mafresh chala. That's how Har Sinai was ripped apart from Har Meiria. Mi mokim shenekad Yitzchak Avinu. It came from the mokim of the Akedah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayu v'Yitzchak Avim nekad Olav. Being that Yitzchak was nekad, he was nekad on this mountain. Noeh levonov lekabel Olav esateira. That's the place that's most appropriate for Klai Yisrael to be mekabel the Torah. You want to know where Har Sinai came from? You want to know the rest of the story? The Tana Rabbi Yossi said in this Medrash, Har Sinai is really the Har Meiria, because the Har Meiria was Nekar and it went into the midbar. And why did it happen? It happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a cheshbon. He said, Hayol v'yitzchak avia nekad olav na leban of the Kabbalah Satayra. So Rabbi Leo Cohen says that I heard from my father. This is the Chevener of Shiva of David Cohen. He said that the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, my Haramiria. Why is Haramiria called Haramiria? So the Gemara says, Pligibar of Levi Bar Chomer Rav Chanina. Chadama one said, Har Sheyatsa Mimenu Hoyra Ali Yisrael. This is the mountain where Hoyra came to Yisrael. Chadama, the other one said, Har Sheyatsa Mimenu Moira La Ovde Kechavim. This is where Yiris Ovde Kechavim come from. Rashi has two pshatim. Why is Haramiria placed with this year for the Ovde Kechavim? Lishnachrina, Haramiria, you want to know where the year came? It's Har Sinai. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Moira came. The Pasuk says, Eretz Yara Vishakata. And from there you see that by Har Sinai, there was Yira, and that's Harameria, Shem Sham Yatza, Moira Loiv the Kechavim. Freit the Marsha, Rashi was Toya in a Pasuk. He says, the Shversta Rashi in Shas. Rashi in Tainus might not be Rashi, but it's the Shversta, what? Kloimar is a Rashi in Shas. Harameria is not Har Sinai. Har Sinai is Har Sinai. Harameria is where the Malkam HaMikdash is. So the old coin says, Shamati me'ovi meri v'rabi. The Chevener Rosh Yeshiva, he said, Lefi, this Medrash Tehillim, which Be'etzim is a Goyin in two places, that you see Har Sinai, Be'etzim had in it, Milos Eretz Yisrael. You want to know why? Because it was Hufrash from the Malkam HaMikdash, Kechala Me'isa. Oh, this was a shtick. Harameria, the Torah was given on Har Sinai, but it was really Harameria, and that's this Inyan. That means, if you think about this, if you misspine, and this is not the day for this, but if you misspine in a little bit, the relationship between the Torah and the Makom HaMikdash comes into a whole nother light when you appreciate the fact that Har Sinai is really Harameria. First of all, Ki Mitzien Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Right, it's literally Harameria was what Har Sinai was. The fact that the Lishkas HaGozes sat in the Makom HaMikdash. What was the Lishkas HaGozes? That was the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Shem Yisham Yatsoi Rali Yisrael. Where they sit? They sat in the Makom HaMikdash. They sat on Harameria. Oh, but when Harameria is Har Sinai, it makes a lot of sense. They would be sitting on Har Sinai. The Ramban in his Akdama to Parshas Truma, which the Ramban references in many different places. Hamistakul Yof, if somebody understands the Psukim of Maimed Har Sinai, he'll understand the whole side of the Mishkan, because the Gilui Shechina of Har Sinai was the same as the Gilui Shechina of the Mishkan. Har Sinai is Harameria. The Mikdash and Matan Torah say, Shevet Levi, whose Avoida is to be in the Makom HaMikdash. We know they wear two hats. On the one hand, Shevet Levi does the Avoida. On the other hand, Yoiru Mishpatecha Liyakov Yisrael, they teach Torah. What's the Makom to teach Torah? Where the Eveshtu was Malam Torah Lam Yisrael. That's the place to teach Torah. It's something that's supposed to be done in our Sinai. But either way, the Goyin says that you want to know what it means, V'koil HaTor. You want to know what it means, V'koil HaTor. It's the call of Torah. And what does it mean? Nishma Barzeno. Nishma Barzeno means Al Har Sinai, Shehu Choshev Kamei Eretz Yisrael. In the Pshat, in the Pshutei Shal Mikra, the Koil HaTayr is the Koil of the Turtle Doves. But in the Drush, in the Pnimius, said the Vilna Gaon, it's actually referring to the first day of Shmuas. It's referring to the Koil of Matan Torah. It's the Koil God of Alei Pasek, Alei Yosef. That Koil that Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to hear, the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Klai Yisrael literally heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Anoichi V'lo Yilacha. That's the Koil HaTorah that this pasuk is referring to. But the truth is another pshat that's brought down in a Medrash Rabbah. In Shir HaShirim Rabbah, this is Beis Choftes. V'Koil HaTorah Nishma Baratzeinu. Eizeze. What's this Koil HaTorah Nishma Baratzeinu? It means the Koil of the Turtle Doves? Is this what this means? Says the Medrash, that Koirish Shal Melech HaMashiach. It's referring to the Koil of Melech HaMashiach. HaMachriz V'Omer Manovu Alehorim Ragli Mevaser. The Koil HaTor Nishma Baratzeinu is referring to the Koil of the Melech HaMashiach. So just to be Messiah, it's Erev Yontif with a bracha and the schus of the Koil HaTor, of the Chabur of all Klai Yisrael that sits and learns Torah day in, day out, the Koil HaTor, and Befrat, the Koil of the Turtle Doves that we're being Zeichet to learn on today. So we're being the Kayim, the Koil HaTor of the Goyin, the Koil HaTor of Rashi Kimashmoy, literally learning the Sugi of the Torah of the we should be Zoicha to finally hear the Koil of Melech HaMashiach, who's going to say, Higi Azmangu Laschem. It should be the Koil HaTor Nishma Be'artzeinu Be'koroiv. Amen.